Joe, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you guys
good.
Doing?
Good. Did you stay out in San Antonio? You still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Are you going to the game tonight?
Of course.
All right. If John Beilein says, Joe, what do I do? How do I defend a team where everybody can hit a three-pointer? All five starters can hit the three. What do you tell them?
Well, I think the same thing that every coach has told his team. You got to chase them off the three-point line. And, you know, Bill Self said that. And, you know, there's been a lot of teams, but this team set, I think, the single-season three-point record. And now they've set the tournament record for the tournament and a single-game record. I mean, they're a tremendous shooting team.
Joe, is there too much reliance on the three these days? Is there just too much of it?
Well, if you're Villanova, it's working pretty well. So I wouldn't say there's too much of it, but you know, it's become an added weapon to the game, and it's teams that shoot it really well are very difficult to guard. They spread you out. And I wouldn't say it's overused.
I don't see how you can chase five guys off the three-point line, because eventually they're going to get somebody free, and if they start double-teaming, and Villanova's just loaded with outside shooters.
Well, that's what happened, Saturday. Kansas got caught rotating, and they tried to double Brunson on his drive. And it's the hard part is their big shoot it so well that it's an unusual closeout for big guys to have to close out that far. And, Spellman and Paschal shoot the ball so well that really, really makes it difficult.
So what does Michigan have going for it tonight?
That they're in the finals.
You can do better than that, Joe. Come on now. It is your cousin.
Well, I think they got a really uphill battle, and I think they know that. Now, Wagner is very, very, very good, and he's going to have a size advantage, and that even helps on the perimeter because, he can shoot up over people, but I think defensively they have a little more length than what Kansas had, and they're gonna pace the game a little different, and they're hard to guard too. So I think it's an uphill battle, but I think they got their ability to play well, and they're playing very well defensively.
Joe Nyland's our guest here on WNSP. All right, we'll get back to the game here in a second, but I wanted to ask you about the Fab Five. A lot of talk now about honoring them at Michigan, and they'll continue to send invitations to them, and they'll get something done at some point. My question is, as a university, is that a team that you want to celebrate? I mean, they had two Final Four appearances vacated and over 100 wins vacated. Because kids took money, allegedly.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't really know on that. I mean, I know there was people on the outside that were involved. I don't know how much the players were really involved. And they did win a lot of games on the court, and they did change the culture in basketball with the long shorts and everything.
Black Sox now. Don't forget the Black Sox.
They were 18 to 20-year-old kids. I mean, they did play those games, and they did play them well. And I think at some point you do need to honor them. They were very, very good players.
Joe Nyland joining us. Is it a family reunion out there in San Antonio?
Well, there's quite a few of us, and we've gotten together and had dinner and took a family photo last night at the hotel and stuff like that. But no, not everybody's out here, but quite a few of us are.
All right, talk about your cousin as a coach, John Beilein, because I see him. If Michigan has a chance, he's going to have to do things, adjustments, whatever. Not that Jay Wright isn't a good coach, because he sure is. But what's going to have to happen in this game to keep it as close?
Well, again, they're going to have to tempo the ball. They're going to have to, which they do well. They're going to have to, make Villanova defend. And Villanova's really good defensively. They're going to have to make Villanova defend, throughout the shot clock. And, you know, they're going to have to get out on the break a little bit and make Villanova get back and punish those big guys, make them get up and down the floor a little bit. And I would not be surprised if we do see Michigan, even though they've played primarily man defense this year, maybe mix it up a little bit, and we might see the 1-3-1 come back out. I don't know.
Oh, are you a secret? You got a little telling us a little secret there?
No, we didn't. We were together yesterday, but we didn't discuss basketball. We were talking family.
Wait. You and John Beilein together, and nothing comes up on basketball?
No, we weren't together that long, but we didn't. No, we didn't discuss basketball. There's too many basketball coaches in one room to discuss it.
Well, Joe, have fun tonight. If Michigan wins, is this one of the best, or I say best, one of the greatest upsets in men's basketball history?
Well, if you looked at it from Saturday night, I mean, Michigan did not play real well Saturday night, and they closed the game well. But, I mean, Villanova, I mean, I don't know who could have beat Villanova Saturday. I mean,
Golden State?
Maybe Golden State. I mean, it was ridiculous how many shots they made. Maybe they shot it so well. So,
hey, did you get
say it's close to.
You got a chance to meet with Sister Jean at all?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Hey, the question is, did Sister Jean get a chance to meet with Joe? That's the question you got to ask. Hey, where are you sitting, by the way? You in the cheap seats, or are you behind the bench?
Well, we were behind the Michigan bench Saturday. I think I'm moving to the end zone. I was actually in John's ticket Saturday, but I'm moving to the end zone to my brother's tickets because I got two of my boys are out here.
Wonderful.
Hey, have a great time. Appreciate the time. Safe travels home, and we'll talk soon, Jeff.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right.